Welcome to the Wild Expansion Podcast. This podcast is an invitation for you to dive deep into getting to know yourself a little bit more. This podcast will help you on your journey of feeling more calm, confident, and at ease. Learn tips and techniques to help you on your journey of wildly expanding into your most true self. Hello, it's Myra and Chloe here. So my name's Myra. I am the creator of the Wild Expansion podcast.
And I'm Chloe Saffron Gibson, the founder of the Between the Sheets podcast. And we are sitting here today in Myra's house on a Saturday. No, wait, it's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday.
I don't even know what the days are anymore. Yeah. It's time warping. And we just wanted to have a conversation over some tea at the table and bring the tea to you today.
Yes. So we're going to talk about a lot of things that we are going through right now, things that are good self-care rituals for us that might also benefit you. Some of the struggles with Christmas and just other juicy things that are alive right now, and hope that this serves you as well.
Yes, 100%. We literally were twerking before we got on this podcast today, and we were just feeling literally high on life. Like, literally, once you start dancing, you literally just feel so alive in your body.
It's amazing, yeah.
And then literally we sat down and pulled a card for the intention of this podcast. Do you want to share what it is?
And so basically, yes, we were dancing before the podcast, and I just said to Chloe, I just feel like we're really in our feminine right now. And then Chloe was like, oh yeah, let's pull a card before we start. And I pulled the card that said dance with the divine feminine, which is just so funny because
of course we pulled the one that's like completely what we're doing.
Exactly. So dance with the divine feminine, like, that can mean different things depending on how you perceive it. But for us, it means that, like, if you are stuck in a rut in life and you're going through like a challenging time, dance with life, like, change your actions, change your thoughts to change your energy and get out of that rut and feel better.
Yeah, 100%. Like, do something even just so simple, right? Like, we literally just put on that song. It was a few minutes, and literally the shift and the energy was like night and day. Mm-hmm. It was like taking it from, like, you know, probably like 70 to 100.
Real quick.
In like a couple minutes, right? It doesn't have to take long.
Yeah.
But like, once you do that thing that helps you to shift your energy, it makes such a difference in your day. And your whole day is going to go different just because you danced or you did that thing to get into your body.
Exactly. Yeah. And I remember, Chloe, whenever we first started dancing together a few years ago, like, I had so much judgment in my mind, being like, oh God, I don't know how to dance. I look so awkward. Whereas now it's like, you know, whenever you just release all judgment and you don't care about how you look and you're fully just being like a big inner child, like, we're sitting doing the limbo for each other, you know, like high-fiving each other with our twerks, like, literally just being a goofball. It feels so, so good.
Yes, yeah. 100%. It's like not taking yourself so seriously.
Yeah.
And actually just allowing yourself to be all of you instead of that whole like pressure to be perfect, mm-hmm. pressure to look a certain way, pressure to be a certain way.
Yeah.
Pressure to be a certain thing, say a certain thing, act a certain way. It's like, I'm so fucking done with that.
I am so over perfection. Can we like leave that behind in 2022?
Let's leave it behind like now.
Yes, right now.
Right now.
It's not coming into December.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. 100%.
Yeah.
What are some of the other things like you like to do to like be silly or be a goofball or just sort of like play? Mm-hmm. I feel like this really playful energy of just like being a big kid.
Yeah. Like, before Chloe and me actually went dancing and recorded this, we also were bouldering there. So I think like making time to like connect that inner child and do things that you used to love doing as a child. So like being in your body, moving.
Climbing. Yeah, climbing trees. Did mm-hmm. you ever used to climb trees?
I think I spent half my childhood up a tree.
My ears are probably popping every day because I tried to climb very high.
I love that. I'm sure there were many trees around you in the countries.
Yeah, but I had like this one favorite tree in my granny's.
Yeah.
That sometimes, like, I was quite an introvert as a child, and I would just spend half my childhood up the top of this tree.
I love that. That's amazing. Peace.
Yeah.
So that was, did you think that like sums you up as a child or like your childhood?
Part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
The other part Chloe knows, we both were like big mischievous pranksters as children.
Yes, we were very mischievous. Used to pull pranks, used to play the Belfast game, used to ring people's doorbells, run away.
Yes.
Play with the kids in the street, like just get up to like fun and like giggles. It was so much fun.
Yeah, and like think of how happy we were as children. And now like if you look around, like as adults we're all told to be so serious and you know so rigid and perfect.
Exactly.
But that doesn't bring happiness.
No.
Yeah.
Like I think it's this beautiful dance. Haha, dance. between like, yes, you know, you feel like you're meant for more, you want to achieve your goals, you want to create something more in life, but then also as well, if you go like so hard in that where you have no play, no dancing, anything like that, it's like you're in your mind all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna get burnt out.
Yeah.
And it just actually doesn't feel as fun. Like there's just so much more pressure around it.
Yeah.
Whereas if you are getting into your feminine, getting into your body, bringing in those silly moments of laughter and fun and joy and play and pleasure,
mm-hmm.
like it just feels so much more fun. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's not just like this race to the destination.
Yeah.
It's like, let's have fun along the journey as well.
Yeah.
Like in this moment, feeling the gratitude to be alive.
Mm.
In this moment, feeling gratitude to like, be across the table from each other, having this conversation,
yeah.
breathing, dancing,
yeah,
right?
And like right now, like even just taking a moment to realize, like, where are you sitting? Where are you standing? How does it feel to, you know, allow gravity to keep you weighted down? Just like getting aware of all the sensations yeah. in the body.
Yeah. How are you even like holding your body? Like, are you like crouched over? Are you like, have you got like tension in your jaw?
Mm.
Like relax your jaw, relax your shoulders,
mm-hmm.
like roll your shoulders back,
mm-hmm.
sit upright and smile. Like even just changing your body language
yeah.
helps so much to shift your energy.
Yeah. Just anything to really just get out of that mind.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. And like one thing Chloe and me both were saying is that like we love treating ourselves to a massage.
Yeah, we didn't even realise. We literally went to the same masseuse on the same day and didn't even realise that we both got at the same time. It was hilarious.
Yeah, we're like becoming the same person because we're spending too much time with each other now. But like we swear by massages, don't we?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
It's like you can just feel, you know, she's moving the energy in your body. She's getting knots out of your body. Like on a physical level, like she's relaxing your muscles. You know what I mean? Like she's working your muscles. She's releasing the tension from your muscles, but on an energetic level, it's like we all have meridian points along the body,
mm.
those chakras along the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They get all clogged up.
Yeah, 100%.
Because we've got so much stimulation around us.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we like actually take care of our bodies, oh my goodness, it's so good. Just your energy is able to flow freely because it's all getting like cleaned out.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And then you're able to be more of service for others.
Yes, 100%. It's like whenever you're trying to give all the time to other people, but not giving to yourself.
You're taking on their tension and you're storing that in your body.
Yeah, 100%. And then you actually get to the point where you feel so drained. You feel resentful of giving to other people.
Yeah.
Because you want something. You like are not getting something from yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You feel like you're depleted of your energy.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think especially if you're an empath, you know, it's very easy to like be aware of how everyone's feeling and, you know, if they're in pain, you take that on. I think though, one thing I'm learning and working through all the time is like, you know, being of service to others, but not taking it on too, you know, like setting boundaries, protecting your energy.
Yes, 100%. Because I think sometimes it can be so easy to like take on other people's perceptions as your responsibility,
mm-hmm.
of like, I have to fix that, I have to save that, I have to like respond or like react to that like quickly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, no, everyone's responsible for their own power, their own body, their own lives, their own thoughts,
mm.
perceptions, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We don't have to take on other people's stuff.
Yeah. And how do you do that? Like, how do you prevent yourself from taking on other people's stuff?
Yeah, I think I have to remind myself quite a lot.
Yeah.
That, like, I'm not responsible for their stuff.
Yeah.
And actually me trying to be responsible for their stuff is depriving them the opportunity for growth.
Yes.
Do you see what I mean? Like, they're not going to have the growth if I'm trying to do it for them.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just remind myself of that. And I also just remind myself to start shifting my own perception to see everyone as a powerful being. So instead of seeing them as like some victim that like needs to be saved if they're in pain, just seeing it as like, no, they're a powerful being.
Yeah.
They're a powerful being and they can get through this. You know, I can be there for them. I can hold space for them, but I don't need to take on their stuff because they're powerful and they can work through it themselves. You know what I mean? We don't need to be saved.
No.
We're the ones to do that for ourselves.
Yes.
Mm.
No one is going to save you but yourself.
Yes, let's take our fucking power back.
Yeah. One thing that's just alive with me right now that I feel like saying is that, like, for the longest time, I think I struggled, you know, with perfectionism and wanting to be like, and I like avoided having like really difficult conversations, my relationships, and just being like really, you know, real with all the absolute crap. Because I think you think, right, if I'm on this, you know, personal development path, I can't say that I think things like, Chloe, every Christmas day I spend it in bed crying because it overwhelms me, or, you know, my needs aren't being met in a relationship. Like, it's so important to just allow yourself to be honest and open with how you feel, even the shit days, no matter how far you are on this path.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. And it just feels like relief then whenever I tell you, yeah, like, I feel really shit around Christmas Day too. Like, I don't know why it happens.
Yeah.
But I don't feel good on, like, a lot of the years. Like, I haven't felt good on Christmas Day or on New Year's either. Maybe it's because there's so much pressure to feel a certain way, to like be like, that's the day that you should be happy.
Yes.
But it's like our cycles don't pay attention to man-made holidays. So obviously, you know, we've got our own cycles and our body has our own cycles. So
yeah,
it's normal to feel however we're feeling.
100%. Yeah. So yeah, I think just that, yeah, Christmas can like put this pressure on people that we have to look a certain way, have the best day ever, be doing all these things, just loving life. And like, it's so okay if you don't feel amazing in Christmas. And a lot of people really struggle in Christmas. So yeah, like, allow yourself just to feel how you feel and work through it and question it. Like, why do I feel like crap right now?
Yeah. And just allow yourself to do whatever you want to do as well on Christmas Day. Like, if you want to, you know, literally just lie on the sofa and do absolutely nothing and just have people come feed you mince pies, like, do that. Or if you want to literally take yourself off for half an hour by yourself to just lie down, do that. You know what I mean? There's no rules, I think. It's just the pressure to like be a certain way.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be.
No, you can just rest.
Yeah, 100%. What do you do when you don't feel 100% on Christmas or any other day?
So what I used to do is like go to bed and cry. But this year I'm going to try not to. But if it happens, it happens. This year I really want to journal and just be very aware of all my thoughts. Like, why am I feeling this way? But also, like, last year and stuff, there was conversations that I probably should have had that I didn't have. Whereas, like, this year I want to just really communicate if I feel somebody said something that hurt me. Because often what I'm realizing now by having these difficult conversations is whenever I tell a person what they did that hurt me, they have no clue. They have no awareness.
Yeah.
And I'm just making up these false narratives in my mind.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And like, a lot of the time when we're getting triggered, that's actually what's happening. Like, they don't even realize what they're doing, the impact that it's having on us. And I think it's so natural as well. When you go back home, these are people who you grew up with. So naturally, your childhood wounds are going to get poked at.
Yes.
So it's so normal to get triggered. And like you said, just having that conversation, open communication, setting the boundaries, taking care of your own needs.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And also, Del, something that actually really helps me is just having fun. So I love playing games my family. That takes off so much pressure because it's not like we have to like talk all of the time, like for the whole entire day. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You don't have to just be talking all the time.
No.
I find like I still really, I actually connect really deeply with people through doing things, like through activities.
Yeah.
Through games, through bouldering. Mm-hmm. Like I find like I really connect people through that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't always have to be like, okay, let's like sit down at the table and like have a conversation for like hours. Do you know what I mean?
Like I'd far rather like with all like friendships, relationships, like be out on a walk with somebody in nature or doing something. Because I think like even coffee shops or meals, like there's a lot of pressure just to look at that person in the eyes, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And you're like eating your meal and then you're just sort of like awkwardly like trying to eat and talk. And then you're like, oh, well, my mouth's full so I can't talk.
Do I have something in my tooth?
Yeah, literally me and Ed were in a coffee shop the other week. And literally, it was actually hilarious. We were sitting, we've been there together. You know the one with the armchairs?
Where is it?
In Hollywood.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
So we were sitting there on those armchairs. And literally, I don't even know how this happened, but there was like so many things on the table. And Ed literally put his foot on the bottom of the table and the entire table just like fell over and everything went flying. He somehow caught his like hot drink, so it didn't go anywhere, and all the other things like didn't have anything in them and they didn't even smash, and it was like, what on earth is actually happening right now? But I just find like when I'm at a coffee shop basically shit happens, shit goes down at a coffee shop when I'm there. Basically I can't concentrate because shit just pops off. I need to be like out doing something because it's a danger to other people. Yeah.
So if you want to meet Chloe, do not ask her to a coffee shop. Also, do not ask her to a picnic on the beach.
Oh my god, do you remember that? So we were literally on the beach, right? You know, meditating, trying to get our energy right.
Setting boundaries.
We literally were. I was like setting boundaries in my field of like, you know, little children don't come near me, dogs don't come near me, because I was eating my sandwich, right? I was like enjoying this sandwich that I had made and I had prepared. I hadn't like bought this anywhere from the shop. I had prepared this sandwich. I was looking forward to this sandwich, you know, to this picnic. And then literally I was like eating the last half of my sandwich and a dog literally runs up to me, grabs the sandwich out of my hand and just eats the entire thing. And I'm just looking at the dog, looking at the owner, and she's just like, her mouth is like wide open. Like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. Her dog like runs off. Then her other dog runs back, like a different dog, and pees on my bag. What is going on? It's so funny. Every time we're out together, I don't know what this is, but like I set boundaries and then like things happen that's like testing my boundaries, and I'm just like, okay, universe, you want me to surrender? You know what I mean? It's almost like teaching me, like, it is what it is.
It's the best entertainment seeing your reaction. Like, I just love it so much.
What is my reaction? I don't even
know. Like, you just be like, your face just goes so straight. You're just like, what now, universe? Like, really? Really?
Literally, you said that your favorite quote from me was, what was it again?
Universe fuck me wide open.
Yeah, universe fuck me wide open. And it's so funny because I always get reminded of this. You know, whenever things just don't go to plan, and you literally have this plan that you make in your head, and you're like, yep, it's gonna go like this, and then I'm gonna do this, and I, you know, we have these expectations of how it's gonna go.
Yeah.
And then it's so funny whenever it just goes the complete opposite way. And then whenever those things happen, honestly, in my head, I'm just like, well, it's done, like it's happened. You know what I mean? I can't change that it's happened. It's out of my control. So, okay, universe, like, I surrender to you. Like, fuck me wide open, why don't you?
Yeah.
And just, it is what it is. Mm. And have you ever had that, like, where things just don't go to plan?
100%. My whole life, nothing goes to plan, but it all works out perfectly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
100%. I find, like, when you travel, things really come about where it just teaches you to let go and trust that everything is working out for your higher good.
Yes. Like, thank God it didn't go to plan, because if it did, it would be crap.
Yeah, 100%.
I'll just share like a recent story with me, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just back from volunteering in Africa. So I arrived in Uganda, and I had originally planned to like volunteer with this like organization, and they collected me from the airport. I got there. I soon realized that it was absolutely nothing that I thought it would be. I thought I would be teaching children in, you know, these schools. And what I realized quickly that it was like this woman, husband and wife, and she was pregnant, God love her. But I wasn't really doing much teaching at all. And she just was like to me, you know, Mayra, the previous volunteers that came here, they paid for a wedding and they paid for such and such. And I really want to paint this house before this baby comes, and I have absolutely no money. Basically, she convinced me into like giving her money just to paint her house before I taught.
What?
Yeah. And like always asking me for so much money. So collecting me from the airport, she's like, oh, you know, it's like $100. I thought, surely not. And she goes, yeah, because taxis don't go here. I was like, that couldn't be right. Like, it's not that much in Ireland or anywhere in the world.
Exactly, 100%.
But I gave it to her anyway. And she basically kept on saying everything was four times the price it was. And on the second day, I was like, what the frig? Like, I feel so mentally drained.
Yeah.
And she started talking about, like, you know, how she believes in black magic and how people put spells and stuff on each other. And I just felt this really dark energy. And I thought, frig, get me away. So I just was like, why is this not happening as I want it to happen? Luckily, this other organization found me online, emailed me on day two, and arranged to collect me the next day. And then I went to this new organization that was absolutely amazing. But thank God I didn't stay with her and things didn't work out, because I wouldn't have been happy.
Exactly. And then the universe brought you that second organization.
Exactly.
Which is where you were meant to be.
Yes.
But it taught, what was the lesson that you learned from that first organization, like that first day?
Yeah, because there's always things to learn from everyone. I think for me, it's like not allowing people to walk over me and set boundaries.
Yeah.
And think before I speak and just give. And I don't allow anybody to guilt trip you or manipulate you.
Yeah.
You know, into doing all these things 100%. That you haven't signed up for.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had conversations with women recently that have told me, you know, I think this is like such a like normal thing as well, where, you know, we just sort of like want to go along because we've got like this people pleasing programmed within us.
Mm.
And I've spoken to women recently where, you know, they've been walking and say like a random guy like asks them for their number, and they don't want to give it. They don't want to give him their number, but they do it anyway because they're like, oh, you know, like I have to. You know, they feel awkward. They feel like they have
exactly.
to do it.
Exactly. It's hard to say no.
It's okay to say no. I think that's the biggest thing. It's like, it's okay to say no.
Yeah.
It's okay to set boundaries. It's okay to walk away, run away. Like, literally whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%.
If you need to get yourself out of a situation, like, do it. Like, take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one's going to look after you but yourself.
No. 100%.
I'm going to like share this as well. So, like, then I went to the school, right?
Yeah.
And everybody asks for your number, like all, you know, the teachers, everyone you meet in the street. I was at like a Board of Governors meeting, and like people there just want your number. Like everybody wants to be friends
really?
With you because like you're exotic, right?
Yes.
So I was like thinking nothing of it, thinking, you know, I could always block them. So I've all these contacts, I'd say at least 20.
Oh my goodness.
And it's not only them, but then it's like the teacher's like father ringing you and their mother. And their sister saying, hello, I'm teacher, you know, Brad's sister. And then they're starting to write to me. Their children are sending me voice notes saying, hello, what are you buying me for Christmas? Like, they all want Christmas presents, like, asking. And at the start, I was given notes. And then I realized I actually physically, financially cannot give to everyone here.
Yeah.
So it's about, I'm learning this year to set boundaries and just say, no, I can't do it right now. Yeah. And instead, I'm supporting two charities out there that I know, you know, are looking after those most in need.
Yes.
But not picking random friends' children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd rather give to a good organisation that needed it.
Yes, 100%. And like, actually, instead of feeling guilty about not being able to give to every single person, feeling good about what you are giving.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you're actually doing good in the world. You're giving to people. Like, actually feeling gratitude that you're able to even do that.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You need to look after yourself.
Yeah.
You really do. Even though that sounds selfish, it's So not.
Yeah, not at all. Mm-hmm. I think there's this whole like stigma around being selfish. Mm-hmm. I was told all the time whenever I was a child, Chloe, you're so selfish.
Actually?
Yeah, 100%. But I love being selfish.
I don't even think you are. Like, you're one of the most generous, kind, loving people I know.
Thank you.
Honestly, Chloe.
Thank you. And no, but it's only because I had boundaries.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Even if I set boundaries or I wanted to give to myself before I gave to other people, I would get labelled as selfish, but I don't think that's selfish at all.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm able to be generous because I give to myself and because I take care of my needs.
100%.
Being selfish shouldn't even exist. Like, that sentence, like, that should not even be, that's not even in my vocabulary anymore.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
Whereas I think I came from the opposite, where I just put everyone on a pedestal above me.
Yeah.
And that just made me feel really low and down. And I've had to slowly work my way up and be like, no, like, me and God were number one, and then I can look after everyone else.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. So how do you let the universe support you? How do you, like, allow yourself to receive? If you know what I mean? So feminine energy is, like, for me, it's very, like, being all of you, being your fullest expression, mm-hmm. but also as well, you know, being creative, leaning back to receive too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? How do you, I suppose, how did you shift from, like, not receiving, mm-hmm. not allowing yourself to receive because you thought you had to, like, give to everyone else mm-hmm. and not maybe feeling worthy of that
mm-hmm.
to, like, open and to receive?
Mm-hmm. For me, it really comes down to, like, loving myself and loving everyone else. But, like, you are a sacred vessel. Like, you are divine. You are pure love and you are a gift to everyone you meet. And you need to treat yourself like a gift because you can't treat others any different than how you feel about yourself. In order to fully love and see the divine in others, you have to see the divine in yourself because we're all just mirrors. And one thing I like to do now is, say I'm going somewhere that I know I might, like, have to set boundaries and people are going to trigger me, like at home or like a conflicting situation. If I'm driving there, I blast that place with love before I arrive. So I send so much love. I think, honestly, just, even though that sounds so cheesy, yeah, just being in the heart, sending love everywhere you go.
Yeah, 100%. Because that is what you put out, you get back.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're, even if I am, say, for example, frustrated with someone,
mm-hmm.
or if there's going to be a breakdown in communication, there's conflict mm-hmm. somewhere, I'm always like, oh, like, why, you know, isn't this working, blah, blah, blah. Then I'll always come back to send that person love.
Mm.
And it always shifts the situation.
Yes.
And you're not even doing anything physically with that person. It's just like you're literally mentally, energetically sending them love.
Yeah.
Always works.
It's the only thing to dissolve any barriers between you and the person or that situation.
Yeah, 100%. Because everything's frequency, everything's energy, everything's vibration. So if you're sending out love, that's still reaching them, even if you're not physically with them in the room.
Yeah.
So they can feel it.
And for you, it takes back your power. Like, it gives you more energy and power whenever you just send them love.
Yeah.
Because you're forgiven everything.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're feeling, like, bad feelings towards someone, it's like, again, that has to, like, move through you. So you actually feel bad about yourself. You feel bad within yourself.
You're drinking poison.
Exactly. So love is the medicine.
Yeah, baby. All hugs, no drugs, you know.
I love it.
Yeah.
Sounds, hippie, doesn't it?
It does.
I went through that stage.
Of?
Being a hippie.
Yeah.
I feel like I went through, like, every, like, stereotypical label that you could. Like, when growing up, I feel like hippie was definitely one of them, of, like, you know, wearing, like, baggy pants and, like...
Yeah, me too. Like, thinking, I don't need to have a money or a job.
Yes, exactly. I was like, I'm going to travel the world until I'm, like, 90 years old.
Yeah.
But, like, literally with, like, no home, no kids, no marriage, like, nothing.
Yeah.
You know, just me traveling the world by myself until I'm 90.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is, I still will travel the world until I'm 90. But with all of those things as well. Or, like, whatever I want out of those things.
What do you mean?
Like, whatever I want. So if I want to get married, or if I want to have kids, or if I want to have a house.
Yeah.
Actually allowing myself to have all of it not limiting myself based on what I think I have to have. Either way, whether it's like extreme, like I have to be completely free, no house, no family, no nothing, you know, no job, all of that, or a complete extreme the other way of like completely settled, no traveling, you know, nothing at all sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? Like either way.
Yeah, I getcha.
Do you know what I'm saying?
How are you dealing like now? Like, do you have desires that like aren't met, like life goals, and like how do you... Yeah, like for me, for instance, like I have a desire to like get married and have kids, and like that's a big dream, but like I don't want to just do it if it's going to be with the wrong person, or you know what I mean? So it's like, I think it's so important to enjoy the present moment and like have desires, but don't base your happiness just on achieving them. You know, be happy now with what you have.
Yes, 100%. I feel like I have it with certain things, I suppose more like business related probably, or those sorts of desires. Because I feel, honestly, I feel like I've sort of done the work in all different areas of my life, and I feel like that's the one that I'm most focused on now.
Yeah.
Because I feel like my relationship with Ed is solid. You know what I mean? I feel
it
like
is 10 out of 10.
Is solid.
Yeah.
It is like 20 out of 10.
Even if you flip tables, Ed, we still love you.
Yes, 100%. Like, he's the best.
Yeah.
But you know, it's so funny because even in our relationship, that's what I wanted to share. Like, even the other day, I realized, I was like, oh my goodness. I actually had that conversation with him. I was like, oh my goodness. Like, I actually just realized we've been spending way too much time together, and I just need to like go do something by myself for like a couple days. You know, so I was just like spending a couple days like with myself, less time with him. And like, he was like, oh, do you know what? Actually, you're so right. And it's just that beautiful, like, communication. Anything that you're scared to communicate with that person, communicate it with them. Do you know what I mean? Because it always works out. And they are probably thinking the same thing too.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, they can resonate with it in some way, or they understand in some way. And then it just like, you know what I mean? I don't want to become codependent. I think that's the thing. I don't want to become codependent or merge.
But what
with
I was,
someone.
This is something I've been having conversations about as well, right? And it's like, I was saying that I don't want to be like in a relationship where the two people are very, very independent. I think it's important to have a little bit of codependency as well.
Yeah. So I totally get that. I'm very much like, I'm just a free spirit. I'm independent. And Ed is independent, but also as well, like, coming together. Like, we do depend on each other, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I totally do get that. Like, there is a dependency on, you know, say, like, the things that we do together. If you're going to meet up with someone, obviously you're going to depend on that person to, like, show up as well. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, depending on them to show up.
Yeah.
But I want to have... That's, for me, I want to have a sense of self.
I love that so much.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I want to know that, like, I'm me. And like you said before, we take on other people's energy.
Yeah.
Even if it's good energy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can take on so much of other people's energy. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. And sometimes just clearing that out, going by yourself for, like, a walk in nature.
Yeah.
I love my alone time, honestly.
I love that, yeah.
I love it so much.
Yeah, you have to look after it yourself.
Yeah.
And know who you are. And that's just going to help the relationship, probably.
Yeah, it does. Because then you're like, oh my goodness, I can't wait to get back to them. You know what I mean? You're like, oh my goodness. I literally found, Ed must have wrote it. I found it this morning. It was like a little love note on my laptop.
You're joking.
Yeah, like after, because he went for a hike yesterday and he must have wrote it before he left or something. And I found it this morning. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's so sweet.
That is the cutest thing. Yeah.
But I feel like that distance between each other, that time apart, just like brings you closer together. I really think that is true, because I've seen it.
Yeah.
You know, when we were long distance, I feel like that distance so helped.
Yeah, that moment whenever you see them after you haven't seen them for so long, like just the magic.
You appreciate them so much more.
Yeah.
Like feel so grateful for them.
Oh.
So good.
Yes. I love the timing of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me too.
And what about like, so we're going into December now, right?
Yeah.
Are you the type of person who always sets like intentions for January, New Year's resolutions? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
So I don't really set New Year's resolutions purely because I can do it now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm not going to wait until a certain time of the year to do it.
Yeah.
I think that's bullshit. So, like, no offense to anyone. It's totally cool if you do it. But, but for me, yeah. I just want to do it now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love that. Why delay it?
I don't need to delay it. I don't like waiting energy. I don't like waiting on my dreams. I've done enough of that in my lifetime. Like, I'm not available for that anymore. But what I will do, definitely, is like, either like the start of the month or, for example, with the moon cycle. So with the new moon, I like to set intentions.
Ooh.
And just really like, you know, what I'm stepping into, whether it's like a certain energy.
Mm.
For example, it could be, you know, in December, for me, it's actually creation. I'm feeling really creative.
Yes.
In December. It's, I think my intention's creativity, but also as well, play and like coziness.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like warmth and creativity, but like this limitless creativity, limitless creative expression, and limitless rest, and limitless like coziness too.
Yeah.
So it's just like allowing myself to do all of it.
And it helps each other. Like rest makes you more creative, I think.
Yeah, 100%. So I'll set intentions like energetically. I'll set intentions like, you know, what do I want to manifest?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll set intentions for maybe like things that I actually want to do as well. Like actual things like, you know, go hike a mountain or, you know, run an event or whatever it is.
Yeah.
What about you?
I love that. Yeah. Just going back to like the massage, I felt like whenever she was massaging me on Friday there, I could literally feel her remove the knots. But for me, it was like an energetic blockage of creative blocks. And I had so many insights and downloads during the massage of like things I wanted to create, because I've also been struggling with creativity for like so long. And I feel really creative as well.
Oh my goodness. I literally was getting the same thing with that massage on
Friday. So many thoughts and downloads during it.
Yes. I was like getting so many creative ideas.
Yes.
That is so funny.
I love it.
I love that.
And one thing I like to share about intentions is that, you know, I used to be so like, you know, open to the universe and like, you know, very demanding of all these things I wanted. So I'd write out lists of, you know, many, many dozens of words of everything I wanted to feel.
You're going to be like, it's a novel. It became an actual novel.
Yeah. So I wrote all these words. But then last week I was listening to an Oprah Winfrey podcast. And she's like, be very, very, very careful with what your intentions are and what you wish for. She said, like, in life there a few years ago, she set the intention for the year, like, universe, I want to experience courage this year. And she said that was the most extreme year of her life, because like all of her like close friends, like a few of them betrayed her, like really like sold stories about her, made up lies. And she was forced to find the courage to keep showing up and move on. So she's like, you know, be really careful what you wish for. So I think like my intentions now, I'm thinking I want like ease.
Yes,
you know,
I was thinking that. Ease.
Ease, yeah. I'm not choosing to be courageous.
Yes. Yes, I love that.
Yeah, because the universe will test you and make you go through things to bring that experience to you.
Yeah. And we have enough of that anyway.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like to create anything, you're going to be required to step into your courage.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So if you're like, give me more opportunities to step into courage, that also comes with more fear too, because you have to then go beyond your comfort zone, which means you have to go through fear to actually be courageous.
Exactly.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So I totally get that. Be careful with your intentions.
And I just want to share as well, yeah, like how the extreme opposite happens. So like, last month in November there, I was saying I was in Africa and I had all these like demands of people wanting, you know, all my resources. And, you know, I had learned to give, but set boundaries as well and respect myself. And in November, like I've had a very abundant month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of like unexpected income.
Oh my goodness. I love that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So it's like the more people are trying to like, you know, the more expenses you have, there's also, you know, an equal or higher amount of income coming your way.
Yeah, exactly. Like the universe will support you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. The universe meets your needs. Your needs are met.
Yes. it's always working out. Like, it's always worked out. So it's always going to work out.
Yeah.
Because it's already yours.
Mm.
That's just like the vibe of that I'm embodying in December. Of, yeah. Like, it's already mine, so I don't need to like worry about it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So what would you say your intention is for December?
My intentions are discipline and rest.
Mm.
Yes.
I love that. Mm. So what ways do you like to set intentions? Do you like journal anything out? Do you do like a little ritual? Or do you literally just say, okay, this is the intention that I'm setting? Is it just simple?
Yeah, you know what? I just wrote it on my phone notes. I did journal about it. Like, what does this look like for me? How does discipline show up? How can I rest more? How can I like create structure in my weeks to, you know, make time, carve out for both these? But like, I was having this conversation with a friend last night, and it's like, I love being disciplined and resting and all that, but there's a part of me that be's like, after I do it for so long, I'm like, this is boring, you know? Like, I literally want to stop being disciplined and just like cause drama in my own life.
Yes. It's like, we actually are addicted.
Yeah.
To the thrill.
Yes. I miss the adrenaline rush.
Yes. We literally do want adrenaline rushes. Honestly, I seriously think that I have created so much like unnecessary shit in my life.
100%.
Purely because part of me actually wanted to get off on the struggle. Like, wanted to get off on like the like adrenaline rush of it happening.
Yeah. We want the feeling of excitement.
Yeah.
I think that's why we both were like pranksters as children. Like, we still crave that excitement now.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I bought a fucking RV. What a stupid idea that was. Okay, so obviously, right, you're going to see, like, the Instagram, like, you know, picture perfect, hashtag van life.
Yeah.
I've done van life before, right? Yeah. So I already knew that there's the picture of it and then there's the reality of it, which is, like, washing your pot at, like, the side of a toilet in a car park, right, in Australia. But I would not swap that experience for anything in the world, because it was so like primal and like just incredible. You know, there was also, you know, sliding down like a waterfall in the middle of the rainforest. Like, you know, it was an incredible experience. But I bought an RV and literally I was like, right, because I got so inspired by going, I went on a road trip to Scotland with Ed and my family, and we like hiked Ben Nevis, did all these incredible things, and I saw so many RVs, and I was like, oh my goodness, this would just be a great idea. Like, imagine just like traveling around the country, like in an RV, living, working from there with our dog, you know, all the things. And literally bought this RV, started to like renovate it and stuff. Obviously lockdown happened and like gas prices went up, all those things. But I was like, oh, I'll be fine. Literally, there was like leaks started in the roof. Like, we had to literally, I'm not even joking you, we spent hours renovating that RV. And then we were like, literally me and Ed turned to each other one day, we were like, I don't think I want to do this anymore. It was like, this is way too much work. This is like a full on like house times like 100 times of work. It was mental, the amount of like work that had to be done. And then we just decided, you know what, let's just sell it.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you make decisions, sometimes it's okay to just like actually decide that you don't actually even want that thing anymore that you thought that you wanted.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? And then once we let it go, it was like, oh, that feels so good.
Yeah.
It was like, actually, I don't want a big massive RV.
Yeah.
Oh, that was it. We couldn't even get the driving license for it. I love to make rash decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I love to make decisions from my intuition.
Yeah.
I love to make decisions and move before I back out of it or, you know, fall into fear or anything like that. I don't like waiting for things. And sometimes, actually the majority of the time it works out. Sometimes it doesn't work out, like the RV.
Yeah.
But it always brings me to what I need. Always. Like, then we manifested the house that we're in.
So you wouldn't have got that house if you didn't get the RV?
Yes.
Amazing.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like everything, even the bad, quote unquote, like bad experiences, negative experiences, always bring you to what it is that's aligned for you.
Yes.
Do you see what I mean? And I had to learn that lesson the hard way.
Yeah.
Of like, I don't actually want to travel full time in an RV just purely because I don't want to do the work on it. And I also like still want to travel and have a base.
Yeah.
And like, that's just what I want. And that's, I'm grateful for that experience that it brought me closer to knowing what I want.
Chloe. Yes. Gold. Absolutely. Like, I think sometimes we have desires because we think that's what we want, but really it's a stepping stone to show us actually you need to turn left here.
Yes. 100%.
So like for me, it was like in Tony Robbins, I went there with you in London a few years ago and I was like, right, this is it. This is changing my life. I'm quitting my job. I'm going to work full time for myself. And I thought that this is what I wanted. I thought this is the A goal. So I did that for a period of time thinking, this is my desired life. This is what I want. Quickly to realize that that's not what I wanted right now. And to find out that part of me that actually is quite boring, that just wants a council job working in the public sector, which I thought would be boring and not what I desired. But now I've realized this is absolutely what I love. I can't imagine myself doing anything else. Yes. But I needed to do what I thought I wanted.
Yes.
To appreciate what I have. And I am so happy.
100%.
Yeah, you have to treat life like an experiment, don't you? And just do everything you want.
100%.
Yeah.
And like, it's funny because then on the flip side, like I did jobs and then realized that I wanted to work for myself.
Yes.
Right? And help people and in the ways that I wanted to help people. And it's funny how everyone's desires are actually different.
Yes.
So but it's based off of your own unique values, like what's actually important to you.
Mm.
So it's not that like you're boring.
No.
It's that like you, what was actually the reason? Like what was actually your core value? Was it like you want certainty? You want like ease?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Safety, security, ease.
Safety, security,
certainty.
Ease. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So that's actually what aligned with your values.
Mm-hmm.
And same with me of like, my values are very much freedom. Like freedom comes to the top all the time. So naturally, my life is a reflection of that. Do you see what I mean? But everyone's values are different and unique.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's beautiful. So
it
much
is.
Of the time, it's like we try to go after things that we think we want, but don't actually align with our values, what's important to us.
Mm.
And that's where it, you know what I mean? It misaligns.
Yeah.
So everyone's desires are different. Everyone's journeys are different. Everyone's values are different. And it's just like, do what aligns with your own values.
And unique to you. Like your soul, the certain image of what you should achieve. But like you and me are both so different in what we value. But, you know, so happy.
Exactly.
And we wouldn't trade our lives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I love that.
And even in relationships too. Like you do not need to be married and have kids by a certain age. Yes, you can do that. Absolutely. If that's your dream. But there's no right or wrong way to approach a relationship.
Exactly. 100%. Because I feel like I don't even know why this is still a thing. You know what I mean? Like you watch old like period dramas where they're like, you know, oh, like a woman like has to get married and like she has to like bore an heir for like
it has to be
husband.
A meal.
Yes. It's like so ridiculous. But anyway, I'm not gonna go down that path. But yeah, it's just so funny how especially women are expected to like get married, have children by a certain age, you know, all those sorts of things. Still there's the conversation, you know, with family of like, oh, like you're not married yet, or like, you know, or whatever. You hear little things about where you should be, and it's bullshit.
Yeah.
All bullshit.
Yeah.
Unsubscribe.
Yes, unavailable for that.
Unavailable.
Yeah.
And it's like, if that's, you know, what you want, amazing. You know, if you want it later on in life, amazing. It doesn't matter what your desire is. That's perfect for you.
Exactly.
There's no shame in your desire, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whether it's a job, business, you know, you want to go to the gym and get fit, or you want to sit and eat a croissant, or you want to get up and dance. Like, literally whatever you want to do with your days that really fulfills you, like, you do that.
I think it's so good, too, like, to surround yourself with people from all different age groups and walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
Just to show you, like, you know, the variety of human experiences out there, that there isn't one way to do life, but you know, you're as colourful as you want to be and you're just yourself. You're unique. Everyone's unique.
Yes, 100%. I feel like that is the feminine.
Mm.
The feminine is just like everything. You know what I mean? It's like every single aspect of who we are, that we're not just like one thing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like we're not
yes.
just like, you know, disciplined. We're not just like soft, mm. but we can also be, you know, fiery and playful and silly and giggly.
And intense at times.
Intense and emotional
yeah.
and wild
mm.
and free. And like all these different qualities, like it's just allowing ourselves to be all of us.
Yeah. Like feminine is creation. It's creating and changing and moving and pivoting and
flowing.
Yeah.
Evolving. It's movement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's never stuck. It's always changing.
Yeah. Just like our bodies go through cycles. You know the way, like, so for so long I thought, oh, like, what's wrong with me? You know, why am I so tired? Why am I so exhausted today, mm-hmm. right? Not like today, but like, say for example, you know, before my period came
yeah.
or like during my period or whatever, I'd be like, oh my goodness, like, what's wrong with me? You know, like watching everyone else like performing or, you know, going to the gym or, you know, they've got so much energy, whatever it is. And then I realized, like, once I learned about it, you know, about our bodies, about our cycles, I was like, oh my goodness, like, we all have a unique cycle as well.
Mm.
We all have a unique rhythm. And that is, like, an essence of the universe. It's always, even in, like, nature, if you look at it, that's the physical proof that there's cycles.
Mm.
And we are nature. So, yeah. of course, we have cycles within us.
Yeah.
And, like, a man's cycle is so different to a woman's cycle. Right, like a man's cycle is 24 hours, ours is monthly,
mm-hmm.
and ours is completely different from everyone else outside of ourselves. So it's just about learning to like follow your own cycle.
Mm.
You know what I mean? If you're feeling tired, don't like feel ashamed of that. Allow yourself to have a nap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're feeling grumpy, like allow yourself to maybe go for a walk by yourself.
Yeah.
Or if you know you're feeling really extrovert and sociable, you know, go out and like plan a million things if you feel like you've got the energy to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like there's no rules about how you should be like every single day either.
100%.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm like one emotion I really tried to avoid for so long was like feeling fiery and anger. I just thought, oh, I'm not an angry person. Oh, I am angry. I just didn't tap into that. And it feels so good just to allow yourself to feel that anger if you do feel it and just...
100%.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was like I watched this thing. I watched this thing the other day with Mama Gina. She's like a really like well-known person in the sexuality realm. And she was saying that, you know, are you a raging bitch, right? And she was saying, if you didn't put your hand up, you're angrier than the rest of us. And I was like, yes.
Yes.
Purely because I've experienced it where, you know, for so long, I tried to like run away from my anger,
mm-hmm.
tried to suppress my anger. You know, you're always told like, you should just like wear a smile and like be happy and like be nice
yeah.
and like all these things, right? As a woman, especially. And then when I like tuned in and really like tapped in, I was like, fuck, like I have so much anger.
Yeah.
But when we actually tap into it and release it and move it, it actually doesn't spill out in really harmful ways of like
exactly.
snapping at people, being irritable,
yeah.
you know, taking it out on other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Then we can take responsibility.
100%, yeah. Like for the past few nights there, I was having a quite, like not great dreams because I was thinking about, I wasn't expressing what I needed to express and I wasn't having conversations I needed to have. So like yesterday I had this deep conversation. There was lots of tears, lots of release. And there was anger, upset, frustration, and it all came out. I had like the best dreams, best sleep ever last night. Because I just felt like it was released.
Yes. I love that
100%. Yeah.
Honestly, I was feeling, I can't remember when it was at some point this week. And it was going into ovulation, so maybe it was just because it was really hormonal. But I literally just like cried, like let it all out. Was like feeling all types of emotions of like sadness, maybe some grief, anger, like
yeah.
all those things, let it all out.
Yes.
And then afterwards, literally the creativity that like just poured from me, I was like, holy shit, that's incredible. You know, like we clear out, when we clear it out,
yeah,
we've got so much space
yes.
for other things to come through.
Yeah, so don't run away from the pain, friggin' feel it and work through it and release it.
Yeah.
Apparently too, you know, whenever you're crying, like your tears apparently like release the cortisol, the stress hormone. You're releasing stress from your body.
I did not even know that.
I hope I'm not like, I hope that's true, but I'm nearly certain I listened to that somewhere.
You can go Google it.
Yeah.
No, but I definitely feel like it is true that we definitely release. We release whenever we cry. It's like taking out the garbage, taking out the rubbish. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like we literally release toxins from our body.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh.
I just love just expressing like all of myself. And not making ourselves wrong for it.
No.
I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
That of like, we don't need to like question like, oh, like why am I feeling this way? Sometimes there isn't even a reason. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's something from like months ago that 100%. Hasn't even been released because your body holds on to that.
Yeah.
Your mind might have processed it, but your body still holds on to stuff.
Yeah. Like you could just be watching something really stupid on TV, like slightly emotional, and just feel like crying. Like, why is that? You just need to release.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. And also as well, I feel like bringing in pleasure also releases so much. Mm. You know what I mean? Like actually bringing in, whether it is like self-pleasure, sexual pleasure, but even just sensual pleasure too, of like, you know, getting a massage.
Yes.
You know, having, actually stimulating your senses, getting into your body of like your sight, your smell, your touch, your sound, your hearing, like listening to like relaxing music, lighting a candle, you know, sipping a hot chocolate, like really just like all those senses are, you know, it just relaxes us. It de-stresses us when we get into our body through tapping into those senses, I think, for me anyway.
For sure.
What do you like to do?
Yeah, I love what you just said there. Like lighting a candle, music, journaling, but also like I love to shower and like take an extra time to do my hair nicely. And just do my skincare.
Yes.
And I got myself like silk sheets for the bed now.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah, like prioritizing sleep and allowing yourself to feel like a queen as you fall asleep.
100%.
I really recommend silk sheets to everyone.
Yes.
Oh my God.
100%. Yeah. Also, if you're vegan, you can use cotton. I have 280 thread count cotton sheets. I got them and I was like, oh my goodness, I have been sleeping wrong my entire life. They're so good.
Really?
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be opposed to getting silk sheets either.
Yes.
Honestly, either one. I think silk and cotton are such good materials for like comfort and like, it just feels so good against your skin.
Yeah. It's like that intention we have of rest, like just doing whatever you can to make yourself feel more like snug as a bug.
Yeah. Like bringing in quality. I think that's the thing that I'm really focusing on also in December.
Yes.
Is quality over quantity always. Mm-hmm. I want to have quality bed sheets so that I can like fall asleep and feel so cozy. I want to have a quality mattress so I can have the best sleep ever.
Yes.
I want to have quality tea that I drink, quality food that I eat.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Quality water,
everything, yeah,
that we drink, like quality health. You know what I mean? Like high quality
conversations, friendships, everything.
Yes, even everything. Yeah. Even quality friendships. Like I don't just want any friendship.
No.
I want quality friendships. Mm-hmm.
100% agree.
You know what I mean?
I was also thinking like massages before, like I previously got some in Groupon. And they're like, what, like 20 quid? But you do sort of pay for what you get. Whereas like our massage was 40, but like it is worth every penny because it's the best quality.
Every penny I would pay even more.
Exactly.
Priceless.
Yes.
Yes, 100%. I think it's like when we also value ourselves, then we're willing to give quality to ourselves and treat ourselves like a queen. Because we're like, no, like I deserve to have quality. We all deserve to have quality in our lives.
Yeah. And if your needs aren't being met, you know, express that and try and figure out what your needs are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like if you're constantly searching for like bargains, like deals, low quality things, like any friendship I can get, any job I can get, anything
clothes,
I can get.
A trend.
Low quality clothes, like all these sorts of things. It's like, if that's your constant theme throughout your life, and I literally have done that, you know what I mean? Like, I've done all of that. And it just doesn't feel as good. Like, I don't know, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel as aligned.
No. It doesn't make me feel like I respect myself enough.
Yes, exactly. And if you don't love and respect yourself, it's like, you're going to feel shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, easiest way to put it.
Yeah, 100%. And we all just want to feel good here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Feel good.
That's the intention of this podcast for you. We just want you to feel like a king or queen that you are.
Yeah.
And you deserve the best quality, everything.
Yes. As you, like, walk through your house with your arms, like, spread open, like, up in the sky, just like, I'm a queen.
Yes. Oh.
Yes.
I think we should leave it in that note, Chloe.
I think that's a good note to leave it on.
Yes. Okay, well, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode.
Yes.
Let us know your feedback. We'll leave all our details in the show notes. So if you have any questions or any ideas for future episodes, please let us know.
Yeah, let us know if this helped. And I hope it did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Take care.
Bye.